Today's scripture reading is from Colossians 1, verse 9 to 17. We will read this responsively, first in English, then in Cantonese.
今天的经文是哥罗西书的一章第9至17节, 我们用启应方式来读, 只用英文读, 然后将中文读出。
Verse 9. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
Worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing the knowledge of God.
Being strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together.
哥罗西书第一章第9至17节。 因此我们自从听见的日子, 也就为你们不住的祷告祈求, 愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上, 满心知道神的旨意。 照他荣耀的权能得以在各样的力上加力, 好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜地, 忍耐宽容。 他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势, 把我们迁到他爱子的国里。 爱子是那不能看见之神的像, 是守身的, 在一切被造的以先。 地上的能看见的, 不能看见的, 或是有位的, 主治的, 执政的, 掌权的, 一切都是藉着他做的, 也是他所做的。 他在万有之先, 万有也靠他而立。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words. Today's message is given by Reverend Wilson Chang. The title is Kingship of Christ, Part 2.
Before I begin, I just want to thank you all for your gifts, flowers, and cards, and especially your prayers. It hasn't, as you know, been an easy couple of months for me, and so I appreciate that very much. If you were with us last time, we saw together, as we looked at this text, the Lord Jesus Christ, because He exists, holds all things together. He holds everything together under His kingship. And that's what the Apostle Paul is trying to proclaim to us. But he doesn't leave it at that. Paul says, in the same way, look at your very own life. He challenges you and says, is your life a cosmos or a chaos.
就是保罗的，他都是挑战我们去看我们自己的生命，究竟我们的生命当中是真的很有秩序，还是很混乱的呢？
The universe is a cosmos. That's what it's referring to.
所说的就是说，这个宇宙里面是充满着有秩序的。
It's not chaotic. There are laws of nature. We looked at that last time.
这个宇宙不是说是完全的，是很破碎的，或者不是说很混乱的。
It's because of God that at 32 Fahrenheit, things start to fall from the sky. If it's moisture, it's ice or snow.
这个世界是很有秩序的，如果温度是32度的，是冷一点的，落出来的就是一个雪。
That's a law of nature under the lordship of God.
这个就是这个世界的定律，这个就是在这个定律当中是神的创造之下而有的。
And because he holds all things together and all things are before him, he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so I hope you had a chance this week to look at your own life. Look at those circumstances that challenge you.
让你看你的生命当中有什么挫折，有什么挑战在你当中。
Are you being held together by the living God, or are you falling apart?
在挑战当中，你有没有去求神，在当中得到你的帮助，还是在挫折当中跌倒呢？
And Paul's principle is this: to the degree you have your life under the kingship of Jesus Christ,
保罗所说的就是说，你的生命当中，在挫折当中，你是在神之下的。
To that degree, your life will hold together.
若然你是把你的生命摆在神下边之下的，耶稣基督之下的，你的生命是很有秩序。
And by contrast, to the degree you are not under the Master's hand, under the Lordship of Christ, under His mastery, His, through your obedience, then your life will crumble.
但若然你的生命当中不是说摆在神之下，而是你靠着自己的能力的时候，你的生命的次序就会很有混乱。
And we looked at several examples. Again, I can't look into your life, but I'll speak in generalities because illness affects all of us. Maybe you know someone dying of cancer.
我给个例子你，譬如说 当中里面，我们譬如说，有人有因为个癌症当中有一个疾病。
Maybe you are struggling at work or have just lost your job.
And
things are starting to crumble around you, and you're starting to crumble yourself inside. Paul saying, it's not what happens outside you that matters.
保罗就说，告诉我们，不是说我们生命当中，外面的是怎样去影响我们。What
matters is have your life come together under the kingship of Christ.
保罗就提醒我们，无论在生命以外的有什么事发生都好，在我们以内的，我们怎样在主下的生活是最重要。Because
the challenge for all of us is this: how are you going to respond? How are you going to react?
因为就话，我每人嘅都系有个挫折，就系话我哋每个人要点样嘅去面对个挫折。
You must be in Jesus Christ. He holds all things, including yourself, together.
就话我哋每人嘅需要嘅喺主入边之下去揸紧神，我哋之下嘅先能够去面对呢啲嘅挫折。
That's the reason why he uses such an unusual word here, translated hold yourself together for the cosmos in verse 17.
所以我在第17节嗰度所讲就话，咁仲要去睇就话，若然你能够咁做嘅时候，你就以可以喺神耶稣基督以下嘅就去生活。
Paul's spelling it out for us, just as Jesus holds the world together, holds the cosmos together with his lordship, he'll hold you together despite your troubles.
所以就话，无论系生命当中有几咁困难嘅、几咁挫折问题当中时候都好，但因为耶稣基督佢系以 他是万有之先，他是万有都要靠他而立，他才能够去将我们能够帮助我们去面对我们生命当中的问题。So
how will that happen? How then do you bring yourself more and more under the lordship of the Christ.
所以問題就是說，我們怎樣能夠去將我們自己更加的去屈服在神的管理之下呢？
Well, the answer is in the text, verses 9 to 11.
答案就是今天去看的，就是在9節和第11節。
Verse 9, and we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened of all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father. I just read verses 20 and 11. Let me read verse 9. Also, this is what I'm praying for you. I am praying that God would fill you with all the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
也就是剛才我們剛才所讀的第九至第十一節，就說我們自從聽見的日子，就因此不住的禱告祈求，願你們在一切的屬靈智慧悟性上滿心知道神的旨意。這個什麼旨意呢？就說好叫你們在行事上為人得起主，在一切的事上善事上有結果子，漸漸的多知道神，照他榮耀的權能得以各樣的力上加力，好叫你們凡事歡歡喜喜的忍耐寬容。
What's he saying?
剛才想說的說話是什麼呢？
He's saying the Christian life is about a process.
就告訴我們，就說我們基督徒的生命是一個次序，一個的生命。
You understand more about the living God.
我們會一個程序，我們會慢慢的慢慢更加的去認識神。
About who you are before Him.
就話認識咗話喺神之前，我哋係邊一位
？You learn about His will for your life。
喺個嘅程序上面，我哋睇到就話我哋嘅生命係點樣
？And you submit to His lordship。
好叫我哋能夠降服喺神嘅管理之下。
In order to get under that lordship, you have to go through the process。
我哋點樣能夠喺神嘅管理之下，我哋要學習呢個嘅程序，我哋要去認識佢。
That's the Christian life。No one has arrived. More and more and more you learn, you intake as you trust and obey Him.
所以就話呢個嘅程序就係話我哋要更加嘅一步一步嘅去認識呢個神，我哋去了解佢。
That means you've got to be a learner.
所以就話我哋需要一個，我哋成為一個我哋要去學習嘅人。
What does the Bible teach? You have to know.
究竟要學習乜嘢？就學習到聖經去教導我哋啲乜嘢。
And how does it apply to my life right now?
就话点样去用喺我哋生命当中，我点样去用
？You learn what God wants of you, and you trust and obey Him.
就话我哋去学习神去教导嘅工作，就是、让我哋喺用喺翻我哋生命当中我哋要遇到嘅挫折。
And as many of you know very well, that's a painful process.
我哋好多都去认清楚就话呢一个嘅程序，可能系一个好困难、好伤心嘅程序。
Because often we scrape our knee, we stub our toe, we move ahead a little bit, and then ouch! Go, you have to help retreat back.
咁好多時我哋去學習嘅時候，我哋好多時都係會覺得係好似行兩步就退一步咁樣。
But He gives you His Holy Spirit. You can persevere, and you take a little bit more in, and you stub your toe or scrape your knee again. You step back.
就好多時我哋去遇到我生命當中嘅問題嘅時候，有挫折，我哋去面對，我哋靠神面對去行前兩步。但係當我哋有跌倒嘅時候，我哋又跌退一步。但我哋嘅生命個我哋個屬靈嘅生命就係咁樣。
That means you must make the time to get in the way of God's grace。
所以就話我哋需要用我哋嘅時間，我哋需要用我哋嘅時間。去在神入边当中成长。
It's not a waste of your time to digest God's word, to pray, to have true fellowship.
我哋有一个团契，我哋一齐有祈祷，我哋有读经，唔系嘥你哋嘅时间。
You're not wasting your time by proclaiming the gospel, by trusting and obeying Him.
我哋去顺服神嘅话语，我哋去宣告神嘅说话，唔系去嘥我哋嘅时间。
And Paul makes it absolutely clear in our text, as you do that.As you walk more and more pleasing to the one who is showing you more and more, you will grow in Him.
但圣经里面好清楚讲就话，当你去行嘅时候，你去咁做嘅时候，你去跟随神嘅时候，你会更加嘅一天一天嘅更加成长。
It won't happen all at once.
呢个成长唔系话突然间会 会即刻会发生，会变。
You'll have more endurance, more pain. There'll be more power to live the Christian life.
喺个程序当中，你会更加嘅会有跌倒，你可能会跌倒，但系喺程序当中，你更加有成长，你会有忍耐，会帮助你更加认识神。
And what Paul's saying, your life comes together the more you come under His lordship.
而保罗就话俾你知，就话当你去能够去喺神以下边成长嘅时候。
You see, if you're qualified, and we mentioned this last time, if you're, he uses the word qualified, Paul uses that word qualified. If you're qualified by faith in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul says, he's praying for you.
而保罗上次，譬如话，我睇翻上次嘅经文讲，就话，若然你系靠住信心，你有信心喺神入边，你系跟随神嘅时候，你系有资，你就喺神入边当中，你系有资格喺佢当中。而保罗都为到你去祈祷。
We already looked in detail what qualified means. You've entered into the kingdom of God. We saw that last time.
而上次我都讲就话咩叫做有资格咧？就话你就话系有资格嘅喺神入边当中有一个成长。
And Paul's prayers about what?
而保罗嘅祈祷喺入边当中讲乜嘢嘅咧
？He prays for the Colossian Christians that we might lead a life worthy of the call of God。
就话保罗嘅祈祷就话我哋嘅生命，我哋就系话佢嘅诶，我哋嘅生命就系有个价值，我哋去宣告神嘅名。
That means he's praying that we might grow in knowledge of him。
就话我哋去祈祷就话我哋会系喺神入边当中系有知识上有成长。
And on what be we might be humbled more and more to come under。The kingship of Christ.
我哋更加嘅去谦卑喺神嘅下边。
Now that's all spelled out in verse 10.
依个就喺第十节嘅当中去讲咗。
And let me ask you that as you look at verse 10 again, if you could, Beth, if you don't mind, if you could shine up verse 10 again, if you look at that carefully, do you see the word obedience anywhere there in Paul's prayer in verse 10?
当我喺第十节嘅时候，有冇讲到话一个字啊？我哋要去要顺服呢?
Is obedience a condition to be qualified to enter into the kingdom of God?
咁系咪话我哋有呢个字当中，唔系我哋当我睇嘅第十节嘅时候，有冇讲话我哋人要需要有一个要谦卑去遵守，先至能够去入到神嘅国度咧
？If you look carefully, it's not there.
但当我睇嘅时候，冇咁讲。
But what's there is that you might.Please him, it says. Please him in every way of your life.
就话若然我哋系能够去有谦卑去跟随佢嘅时候，我哋能够去讨到佢嘅喜悦。
Pleasing is a response to what God has done for you.
就话我讨佢嘅喜悦嘅意思，即系话因为神为到我哋所做嘅一切，我哋要讨佢嘅喜悦。
And what has he done? He has qualified you to enter in.You're qualified through the person and work of Jesus Christ, right?
而我哋能够嘅，先至能够系，因为我哋跟随佢嘅时候，就话喺我相信主耶稣基督佢所做嘅一切，我哋有会嘅回应，我哋能够得到，我哋就先能够入到佢嘅国度。
Here's Paul's point. The person says, if a person says to you, "Would you please help me? Would you please help me with this or that that I have to do?"
譬如话有一个人去问你，你可唔可以帮我做呢啲嘢咧？
There are two ways you can respond, right?
咁有两个方法你可以有回应。
If you're indifferent to that person who has asked you that, his or her pleasure is done what? At the expense of your pleasure.
如果嗰个人系你所唔系话咁中意嘅时候，你愿唔愿意去帮助佢咧？系基于话你愿唔愿意去用你嘅时间，你自己开唔开心去帮助佢
？Right, we're all busy. We all have things to do.Whatever that is, you know, you're busy doing your thing.
我哋每个人都好忙，我做我自己嘅嘢。
But then that person comes to you and says, "Could you do this or that for me?"
咁嗰人咪就嚟问你啦，你可唔可以帮我做呢啲嘢咧？咁样。
And they would say that would make me very happy if you did that.
如果你咁帮我做咧，我就好开心啦。
That person wants something, right?
咁嗰人咧就想你帮佢做啲嘢嘛。
And if that person is someone you're indifferent to, or someone you're just obligated to.Then his or her happiness is at your expense.
就话，若然嗰个人系唔系话你咁中意，或者话嗰个人系你唔帮佢唔得嘅咁样，因为系，譬如话嗰个系你一个好熟悉嘅人嘅，咁咧所以就如果你做嘅时候， 就基于你自己愿唔愿意、喜唔喜欢去做。
You know what you call that? Compliance.
啊，咁呢咩意思咧？即系话依其实就话，你去咁帮佢咧，都系合乎即系心安理得帮佢做到。
We do that at work all the time with our boss, right? You knuckle under. You want to keep your job.
啊，依个好似例子，譬如话喺你工作当中，你老细叫你做嘢嘅，咁你都要你开唔开心嘅都要去做。
But what if you loved that person who asked you to do something for them?
但系话，譬如话另一个例子就系话，譬如嗰个人系你所爱嘅人，嗰个你所爱嘅人咪叫你做啲嘢。
What if you admired that person that asked you to do something?
或者嗰个人系你所好倾慕嘅，你佢叫你帮佢做啲嘢。
What if your heart was totally bound up with that person who demanded something from you?
或者嗰个人你嘅内心入边好爱一个人嘅，佢叫问你帮手做啲嘢。
What if there is so much admiration and desire for that person that his or her pleasure is your pleasure?
或者嗰个人话你爱到个程度就话佢嘅快乐，佢嘅开心系你嘅快乐。
When that person is unhappy, you're unhappy.
就话佢开心嘅时候我就开心。
When that person is joyful, you're joyful.
就话佢如果佢快乐嘅时候你都快乐。
If you're doing something and that person says it would make me happy if you make me breakfast, you're willing. You're willing to do it.
话如果讲你所系所爱嘅所喜欢嘅，嗰人话如果你帮我整个早餐俾我好开心嘅，你好乐意嘅即刻就整个早餐俾佢。
It's a big difference, right?Then compliance, knuckling under.
啊，依个就好大嘅分别系咪啊？刚才所讲嘅之前嘅就系话，你一定要去做嘅，因为咧就唔做唔得嘅。另一方面就话，因为咧你系爱嗰个人而去做嘅，你好乐甘心乐意嘅去做。
Why is that so?
点解咁大嘅分别咧
？It's because that person's happiness is your happiness.
点解咁大分别就系话，因为佢嘅开心会成为你嘅快乐。
Do you know what that means?
依个咩意思咧？
That's the pleasure of giving pleasure. That's love.
依个就系爱，就系话将佢嘅快乐建筑喺我嘅快乐当中。
If you know Jesus Christ came apart, was torn apart on the cross, so you could be more a complete person, then your heart will go out to him, and you obey him.
就话耶稣基督佢自己舍佢嘅身体，佢舍身为到人，而所以我哋有一个回，我哋嘅回应就话我哋好爱佢，我哋去跟随佢。
And your obedience will become what?Pleasing him, not an obligation. Pleasing him.
So, 爱做嘅回应，我哋嘅爱佢嘅回应就系、是、一个我哋好，因为我哋好倾慕我哋爱佢嘅方法，唔系话我哋应该要去做。
And then doing for him or sacrificing for him is no sacrifice. It's no sacrifice at all. His pleasure is your pleasure.
所以就话我佢嘅牺牲，你能够明白。
Now, if you're indifferent.To somebody, then their happiness is what? At the expense of your happiness.
但如果嗰个人系你所唔喜爱嘅，吓佢所嘅快乐，你就话基于系你自己系咪中唔中意去做
？It's not complicated. Not complicated, right? If you're in love with somebody, then happiness, their happiness is your happiness.
但如果嗰个人系你所喜爱嘅，佢嘅所以所开心嘅嘢，你会去做。
And Paul says, if you know how to enter into the kingdom of God, what Jesus did for you, your hard heart will be softened.
而保罗知道就保罗所讲就话，若然你系去明白神嘅角度，若然你系能够去屈膝喺神嘅角度当中嘅时候，你嘅心系会软化。
That's why Christianity is different than every other religion, right? Many think of religion simply, I got to try hard, I got to be a good person.I got to do this, I got to do that. And we say to ourselves, I have to obey God. Otherwise, he'll reject me.
所以说基督教和其他宗教很不同，因为其他宗教就说我要做到很努力，很努力，很努力要去做，才能够讨到神的喜悦。但是我基督教是不同。
And when we think that, then his happiness is at the expense of my happiness.
因为我们就说，因为我们知道就说，我们对神的这个回应就是因为祂所为到我们所做的一切，因为祂是我们所爱，我们的回应是回应祂的爱给我们。
And then it'll be drudgery to obey him.
若然我们如果不是这样做的事，若然我们不能够明白的时候，我们对神的爱是一个好像一份的工作。
But if you understand, as Paul's imploring you to do, If you understand that God has qualified you, made you worthy, He has made you worthy, and you come together because He's made you worthy, you're a more complete person because He was torn apart on the cross. That's different.
第二樣嘢你係明白就係話耶穌基督佢捨去嘅身體，佢為到我哋一切而去做嘅時候，你對佢嘅愛就會完全明白。Because
if you know that, our pleasure and our duty to follow Him with our lives will be just intertwined with what He says.
因為如果你明白呢個真正嘅愛嘅時候，你對神呢種嘅愛嘅時候，你對佢嘅愛同你對佢嘅遵行呢個嘅行為，會係好理所當然。
Though opposite before, now as you've seen His beauty, His glory, as Jesus gave of Himself for you, it will be your pleasure to trust and obey Him.
所以話，當你已經係明白到神嘅榮耀，明白到神嘅呢個咁嘅榮美嘅時候，你會覺得好開心嘅，好樂意嘅去相信佢，去跟從佢。
That's Christianity. That's the gospel.
依個就係基督教，依個就係一個嘅福音。
Your life will come together as you trust and obey Him.
就話當你去能夠去遵守佢嘅行，遵守佢嘅時候，你嘅生命就能夠去歸翻應該要行嘅道路。
Again, it's not a one-time thing. As you more and more come under the lordship of Jesus Christ, which He made you for, you'll become a more complete human being.
我剛才都講啦，就話我哋呢個屬靈呢個生命唔係話一次信咗之後就一次嘅就變嘅，係一個屬靈係一個過程。
And that will only happen if you see that He has qualified you. As verse 12 says, He has qualified you to enter into His kingdom.
我哋能夠去做到，係因為我哋明白就係話，因為神佢已經叫咗我哋，我哋係有資格嘅去入到佢嘅國度。
And then you comply. You're obedient then. Your compliance, your obedience really becomes what? Pleasing Him.
而我哋嘅遵守佢嘅行為，我遵守佢行為，我哋所喜悅係因為我哋去喜悅去愛我哋嘅神。
You know, in one way or not, I think Paul alluded to this in our worship time. Paul Vergara mentioned this. We all usurp God as rightful master of our lives. We all do that. In one time or another, we do that.
保罗当中入边都讲嘅话，我哋好多时都系会盗用神，即系唔好用神喺我哋生命当中嘅第一位。
We seek to replace Him. You know, we don't want Him to be Lord of our lives. We want to be Lord.
我哋自己好，我哋好经常嘅去揾其他嘢去取代咗神喺我哋心中嘅地位。
And that's why Jesus Christ had to go to the cross, where He was broken.
所以就耶穌基督需要嘅係嚟到呢個世上，釘喺十架上，為到我哋。Right.
He had to bleed there because of us.
佢因為我哋嘅緣故，佢需要喺十架上去流佢嘅寶血。And
you can see that spiritually when you read the words, my God, why? This is Jesus on the cross. Why have you forsaken me?
你需要佢睇嘅經文都講就話，所以耶穌基督喺釘十字架上當中嘅時候，佢都係講就話，我主，我。
See, what's behind that statement of Jesus on the cross is He's being pulled apart. He's being ripped apart.
在當中的時候就說耶穌基督他的生命,他的內心裡面是被裂開。
And I say that spiritually because it's God's holy justice that's being poured out, His holy wrath being poured out on Jesus.
因為耶穌基督他為了我們的罪釘在十字架，而神的憤怒就降在耶穌基督身上。
And of course, He's innocent. So that holy wrath, that cursing upon Jesus on the cross was meant to pay your sin penalty.
亦即係話，因為耶穌基督佢自己本身佢係無罪嘅，佢係自己係無罪，但係孭起我哋嘅罪嘅時候，而佢係所以受到神嘅憤怒。
Yes, on the one hand, physically it is painful when you're torn apart, right? It is painful when you're on a cross.
耶穌基督在十架上被釘在十字架是很痛苦的經歷。
But that pales to the pain He received spiritually when He's being blown apart to pieces by God's holy wrath.
他的身體是釘在十字架上，但他的心中裡面，他的靈是他的傷心，他的傷心是炸成一個粉碎的樣。
Because God is a just God. We want justice, right? We all know how it feels
to be on the end of injustice, right?
因為神是一個公義的神，我們很明白什麼不公義的意思。
You know, if you're a minority, for example, which I am, if you're a minority, you're slighted. You're slighted in society.
我們大家都是一個在美國當中的一個少數民族，我們都明白到就是說當中的種族的問題。
Whether it be a snide remark from someone who hates you because of who your particular race, or if it's something more serious, more offensive, like taking up arms against you.
我有少數民族，有些人可能會講這個說話去侮辱了我們，譬如說我們中國人，我們的少數民族，或者說會賴一些東西，因為你們這些這樣人會做這樣的事。
That's an injustice. We want justice, and God wants justice.
這是一個不公平的對我們的對待，但是好像神一樣就說神是要有一個很公平的。
But how's that going to happen? Because we're the ones who are offending him.
但我們怎樣去面對的問題呢？是因為我們人是得罪了神。
That's where the cross comes in. Your offense against the living God has to be paid for.Paid by Jesus.
我們作為人，我們所犯的罪就是我們需要耶穌基督，他是無罪的，釘十字架上去披上這個代價。
You know, a place in the Old Testament, Genesis 15, there's a place where God says to Abraham.
在這個創世記的第十五章，神跟亞伯拉罕有說。
He's trying to make an agreement. Covenant is the word. Make an agreement with Abraham. He says, cut up these pieces of animal.
神跟阿伯拉罕说，你将这些动物去斩开几件。
You know, back in those days, you know, I always say this in my premarital counseling, and Karen and Paul know this because they're the most recent that I had married. You know, they said, we can cut up animals and you could walk through it. And they say, nah, I want to exchange rings.
譬如说在当时的时间，在教育的当中，咁咧就話有神就叫亞伯拉罕將啲動物切開幾嚿咩，擺喺中間嗰度。
Because cutting up animals back then was what? Back in those days, it was like an oath, a promise, a vow.
咁喺舊約當中嘅時候咧，佢將動物去切開幾份嘅時候，擺喺中間嘅時候，呢個係一個講嘅一個承諾。
You see, if you what God was saying was this: if I don't obey the promise I'm making.May I be blown to pieces like this animal that's been cut up. I'm going to walk through it. I'm going to promise to be faithful to you, Abraham. And if not, let me be like that dead animal being blown apart before you.
当时的教会当中就用这个方法去比喻了一些的承诺，譬如说神跟亚伯拉罕说，就说你将这些动物切开几嚿这样摆在这里，就说若然我不是去祝福你去看护你的时候，我神就好像这些动物当中 会被去 分开几个就放在这里。
And God came to Abraham, and Abraham said, How do I know? How do I know that you're going to bless me? You say you're going to bless me. You're going to bless my seed, the generations ahead and ahead.
亚伯拉罕和神都是讨论的时候就说，你说会去祝福我，你说会祝福我的后裔，我怎知道你会真的祝福我呢？
And I'll show you, says God to Abraham, I'll walk through. You can see me.I'll walk through the pieces of the animals. May I be like that dead animal if I don't hold up my promise.
就神就跟亚伯拉罕讲，就话若然我唔系去遵守我所讲嘅说话，我唔去祝福你嘅时候，我就好似呢啲嘅动物当中系被粉碎嘅，我会喺当中咁样，好似咁样。
And in Jesus Christ, that happened.
而呢就可以象征咗耶稣基督一样。
To bless Abraham, to bless.Every Christian, Jesus had to come apart on the cross.
也就话好似象征咗，就话耶稣基督佢就系自己牺牲佢自己嘅生命，成为好多粉碎咗，系去拯救咗人嘅生命。
Because on the cross, God turns away from God the Son.
因为喺个十字架上，天父去侧面望望耶稣。
That's why Jesus is crushed, because.God holds all things together.
因为就话点解话耶稣基督喺个十字架上咁伤痛？因为就话呢个所有嘅愤怒落喺耶稣基督身上。
That's what Paul's been explaining to us in Colossians 1. God holds all the, so when God turns away, things will fall apart.
呢就係話保羅所講嘅説話，就係當中就話，當神去轉面，我哋冇去喺神嘅降服之下當中嘅時候，我哋生命就會變成粉碎。
That's why God says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." He says that in New Testament to Christians, right?
就話若然我哋唔喺神嘅當中下邊嘅時候，我哋生命就會跌倒。
Because apart from the living God, everything falls apart.
所以就話若然我哋生命唔喺神下邊之下，我哋生命就會跌倒。
And Jesus was torn apart by God's wrath for you.
耶穌基督就犧牲佢嘅生命去為到我哋人嘅緣故。
That's why we celebrate communion.
所以我哋就去需要去領呢個聖餐。
To be reminded physically as you take of the bread or the cracker and the juice or the wine, you take that in physically to show that you believe that.
所以我哋需要領呢個聖餐，我哋就係話去明白。就見到就話耶穌基督佢嘅生命就好似個餅咁，去擘開去捨佢嘅身體，為到我哋人嘅緣故。
Jesus became your worthiness. He made you worthy.
就耶穌基督佢嘅生命，佢有價值嘅生命俾到我哋。
You're qualified because of him to enter into the kingdom.
就因為佢嘅緣故，使到我哋先至能夠有資格嘅入到神嘅國度當中。
It doesn't mean you've become good.
不是说你入去，你代表了你是能够成为一个好的人。
Again, look carefully at verses 9 to 12. You know, when you get a chance, look carefully at it.
所以我们要看很清楚去看第9至11节。
Paul's hoping that the Christian would be worthy.
所以就说，保罗跟基督徒讲，就说我们需要有一个价值。
Obviously, if he's saying that we're not worthy, right? If he's saying we ought to be worthy, we're not worthy.
我知道很清楚，就是我们自己人的生命其实是不是很有价值。
And that's our problem. We're not worthy. We're trying to be worthy. That's why we always do this and do that, do this and do that. We're trying to be worthy. We're trying to get something.
我们很希望我们生命当中充满着价值，所以我们人的生命很追求的去得到这些东西，得到那些东西，去给我们生命当中觉得很有价值。
Right, everybody wants to be recognized.Everybody wants to accomplish something. We want to be worthy.
我哋每个人好希望嘅能够得到有人哋嘅睇到系自己好好有价值嘅观。
The problem is, we can't get that apart from Christ.
但系问题就系话，若然我哋冇神嘅时候，唔系屈服喺神嘅之下，我哋系冇价值。
No matter how hard we try, what area of achievement you have done.It won't be enough.
所以话无论我哋去做咗几多都好，几好都好，若然我哋唔系生命当中唔系屈服喺神嘅之下，我哋人嘅生命价值系冇。
And that's why you got to slave and work yourself to death outside of Him because you want to be worthy.
而我人嘅自己就希望喺神以外，我哋做好多嘅嘢，能够得到呢个价值。
And what did He have to do in order for you to become?Worthy.
而神耶稣基督他做了什么能够给我们人的生命当中有价值呢？
Well, as I stated earlier, when you get away from the kingship of Christ, you're going to fall apart.
里面当中就说，若然你是去离开神的管理之下，我们人的生命就会跌倒。
But when you get closer to the kingship of Christ, you come together more complete as a human being. You are worthy.
就話，若然你係更加嘅去跟隨神，你係管係活著喺神嘅管理之下，你嘅生命先至能夠有價值，成為一個完全。
Now, how can you trust and obey Him more if you're not growing in the knowledge of His will in your life, as Paul asks us to?
若然我哋生命當中，我哋如果我哋生命當中冇去有神嘅智慧嘅時候。我们怎么能够更加去相信他，更加去跟随他呢？
That's why knowledge of God is essential. It's essential for proper living.
所以说神的认识神的智慧 是在我生命当中是很重要。
You know, we live in an information age. And so we don't lack knowledge in our day and age, in the year 2020. We don't lack knowledge. That's too much knowledge.
我们在现在活在这个2020年的当中，我们充满着这个所有的资讯的世界。
You know, in the internet age, information is everywhere at your disposal, at the touch of your button, of a button on your phone.
現在的世代就是說你需要什麼知識的，你上網按個掣已經可以找到了。
But with all that knowledge we have, it hasn't translated into wiser living. Look at our society.
無論是那麼多的知識、信息都好，但不能夠幫助更加的去聰明。
Just open your eyes, look around you as you live in the year 2020. Look at all the problems.
讓我們去看就是說現在的2020年，你打開你眼睛去看看，究竟這個世界上充滿了很多問題。
And that's because we possess lots of knowledge of how-tos, right? Lots of knowledge, but little appreciation of knowing who's behind all things.
我們會去看就是說人的生命怎樣去過得更加好的，就是說我們應該要做些怎樣怎樣去做，怎樣怎樣去做，但沒有看到就是說這個世界當中其實是應該怎樣去運行。
And Paul warns us later in Colossians 1, Paul warns us in verse 21, that he tells us that those who are enemies of God, who reject him, in their minds have consigned themselves to dark ignorance.
但其實保羅都講就話喺其實喺第一章第一節講就話，若然我哋係冇跟隨神嘅時候，我哋嘅腦、我哋嘅人係充滿咗一個黑暗嘅邪惡嘅智慧。
That's what your children are facing every day, dark ignorance, because it's a godless society.
而就話喺呢個世界上，我哋過著呢個充滿著好多係。
We've produced a society because we don't want God there.
我們去由這個世界，因為我們想這個世界裡面沒有神的當中。
And what's the result? More evil, more immorality.
而結果是什麼？ 就是說這個世界會做更加的邪惡，更加的問題。
And Paul pleads in 1:22, be holy, without blemish, free from accusation.
所以就話保羅就話喺個1章第22節講就話，我哋要所以我哋要去有聖潔，有無瑕疵，要將我哋自己獻俾神。
And such a society requires spiritual insight, knowledge from the living God.
就話我哋需要去跟隨神，俾我哋神俾我哋有一個嘅開我哋嘅眼，去點樣去知道點樣過活。
And Christian, you're called to push back on what society is pushing towards you.
作為基督徒的，我們有一個責任，就話呢個責任就話俾呢個世界知，或者俾話俾其他人知，呢個世界係有咩錯。
But push back in a loving, graceful way, proclaiming truth in love.
就話點樣去即係將呢個將我哋所謂話作為基督徒嘅，我哋點樣去抗拒呢個世界嘅壞嘅信息，就係話我哋將我哋嘅福音去話俾呢個世界知。
There's one other reason that Paul pleads for us to grow in the knowledge of God, and that's because it helps us in every spiritual crisis. If you know more and more, if you're learning from the Lord, when spiritual crisis comes, He will help you.
而更加第二點就是保羅告訴我們，當我們屬靈當中是有跌倒的時候，我們更加需要有神的智慧去幫助我們去跌倒當中有執翻起身。
But when people shut God out of their knowledge, God, what? Romans 1:28 gives them over. That's what you want? That's what you'll have. He'll give you over to your depraved mind. He'll give you over to what you want.
就話神同我俾我知，就話若然你唔係去跟隨我，你唔去攞俾我，你唔去攞我俾你嘅智慧嘅時候，當你跌倒嘅時候，我會將你去交俾呢個邪惡。
And I have this on a slide, slide 6 and 7. It's Romans 1, 29-32. It's a list of all the social ills. Again, first century is not a whole lot different than 21st century.
就話喺個羅馬書第1章第29至32節，其實你讓人去睇嘅時候，有好多係講到，若然你唔去跟隨神嘅時候，神會將我哋交俾呢個破壞。
I can't read Chinese, sorry. I wish I could. I wish I could read Chinese, but I can't. Notice for 29-31, they were filled with all manners of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malicious. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. It describes our society.
我睇中文。啊、就是充滿著，他說裝滿了各樣不義、邪惡、貪婪、惡毒、滿心是嫉妒、兇殺、憎敬、詭詐、狠毒、毒狠，又是財毀的、背後說人話的、怨恨神的、傲慢人的、狂傲的、自夸的、偽造惡事的、違背父母的、無知的、背約的、無親情的、不怜悯人的。就话呢个世界上充满着所有嘅邪恶，所有嘅问题，呢啲嘅一嘅系有一个例子。
Knowledge of God important to understand what's happening around us in the world。
所以话呢个世界上，我哋需要有神嘅俾我哋嘅智慧，所以我哋先能够点样知道点样面对。
And Paul warns us so that we're not surprised, we're not taken back by what's happening。
所以就所以咧，保罗话俾我哋知，呢个世界系充满咗呢啲嘅嘢，系会有呢啲嘢。
Because we know assuredly God is working His divine purposes out despite the dismal things of society。
无论呢个世界点样都好发生，但系神嘅有佢嘅智慧，神又俾我哋有智慧去点样去面对呢啲事。
And that knowledge, that insight that God gives you as you learn from Him, will enable us to see God's purposes in each new circumstance。
所以我作为基督徒嘅，我需要有神俾我哋嘅知识，俾我哋去面对我哋生命当中每一个嘅问题当中，我知点样去面对。
You see, for Christians to grow in the knowledge of God, then the church needs to be a good community where we learn together, where we are helping each other grow in holiness。
啊，所以作为基督徒嘅，我哋需要去有学习神嘅俾我哋智慧。我哋作为教会嘅，亦都系需要去一齐嘅有一个学习。
That's why our theme this year is living together in Christ。
所以今年嘅我哋教会嘅主题就话，我哋需要嘅一共同嘅一齐喺神入边当中有成长。
Because as one of our elders David Chan pointed out in Sunday school, we do some of that well, but not other things well。
譬如今日朝頭早嘅長老陳長老都講就話，我哋有啲嘢做得好嘅教會，但我哋有啲教會當中我哋都要有缺乏，我哋未有做得好。
We're helpful and we share one another, but we don't share our struggles spiritually。
我哋有教會當中，我哋好樂意嘅去幫助大家嘅需要幫手。但是呢，我们没有很乐意的，或者我们没有很做好的，当中里面我们在属灵当中有跌倒的时候，我们怎样一起的学习有分享，怎样的一起有扶持。
And we need to lovingly be accountable to one another to strive towards holiness, righteousness, and truth。
我作为基督徒的，我作为弟兄姊妹的，我需要的是互相有一个扶持。
You know, it's so sad to say the average American home, 9 out of 10 American homes,United States of America have a Bible。
知不知道就是说在美国社会当中十个家庭当中有九家人的都是有圣经在家的。
But it's like a doorstop, it's a big book doorstop to keep a door open, it's never opened to be read。
但是说这本圣经就是只是很简简单单的放在个门，好像帮着看着门一样，但没去怎么看过。
And people in general in our society today have not allowed biblical truth to penetrate their hearts and minds。
而这个社会的都是的去鼓吹，就不希望就将这个神的这个信息去加入到我们人的生命当中。
And if we do take that book out from being a doorpost, you know what happens? We don't read it systematically. We would like a Ouija board。
我们是去，当我们就算是真的去拎起一本圣经，我们去看的时候，我们只 是断章取义，或者是只是看这些看那些。
We just flip through and say, oh, maybe this verse will help me today。
我们会看就说，哦，可能这一页讲的说话对我有用。
And the result is what you see in a godless society。
而个结果就是说这个世界是没神。
Because that's biblical ignorance。 And God says, if you want that,I'll give that over to you。
就是说若然你是这样的时候，神的愤怒都会当中，神说若然你是这样的，我给你一个昏暗的这个的路的思想。
And so the challenge is before you this year, are you willing to roll up your sleeves and learn from the Lord?
所以話今年嘅挑戰，我哋作為基督徒嘅教會嘅弟兄姊妹，你願唔願意你去用你嘅用你神俾你嘅時間去睇聖經咧
？Because God commands that you study God's word to achieve a greater understanding of your faith。
因為神係俾我哋一個吩咐，就話依個吩咐就話用我哋係要更加嘅應該係認識佢嘅話語。
But of course, what's all behind that is you need power to do that.And that's where the resurrection comes in.
而我哋需要都係有一個推動力，有一個能力去做到。
Because that same power that gave Paul, Apostle Paul, to strive, to toil for the sake of the gospel, is in you.
而保羅有一個能力去將個福音去帶到俾嘅人，依個同一個力量，神嘅都俾到我哋，都能夠去學習，我哋一齊能夠去學到佢嘅話語。
That very resurrection power.That rose Jesus from the dead is in the believer.
耶稣神嘅俾依个嘅耶稣基督佢个复活嘅能力喺佢当中，亦都系介到俾我哋作为基督徒当中。
He doesn't twist your arm. He empowers you. If you're willing, you submit to his mastership. He will empower you to live for him.
神啊，耶稣基督就话：若然你系肯。在屈膝在我当中的时候你是愿意的时候我这个能力会交到你的当中让你能够在我里面有一个学习
Christianity is not a do-it-yourself religion
基督教不是说你能够自己去自己 摸出来去能够明白
The believer in Jesus Christ can only be strong in Christ
我作为基督徒的我们需要在神里面的当中才能够有一个成长才能够有一个强壮
And I would say in the year 2020In this society, in a place like New York City, you're going to need that. You're going to need that desperately.
So, 特別嘅喺依個嘅2020年嘅當中，特別嘅喺個紐約嘅時間當中，我哋需要有神嘅耶穌基督嘅能力俾到我哋，先至能夠懂得點樣過活。
Because you're going to feel the heat of the antagonism of the world.
因為依個世界上係充滿著好多嘅嘢，係話俾我哋知唔好跟隨神。
Just because you confess.That Jesus is King.
我哋要去顺服，我哋要去求神嘅宽恕，原谅我哋。
Let me close with a C.S. Lewis quote, and I know this might be hard for Ken. I'll try to break it down into two parts, but really it's probably to benefit just for those who speak English, because you know, even though Ken's good, I don't think he can translate C.S. Lewis. And, you know, I don't have a copy of C.S. Lewis's work in Chinese, and if I did, I couldn't read it, so I can't help you. But nevertheless, here's how I close C.S. Lewis. The created things in which we thought the beauty was located will betray us if we cling to them. He wants me to continue. He doesn't want to.
Mm-hmm. No, go on. Okay. Come on.
It was not in them.It only came through them, and what came through them was longing.
就话 C.S. Lewis 佢讲嘅就，我用简单嘅说话嚟讲就话，我哋所睇依个世界上创造嘅嘢，系只系一个好简单嘅外在美，而冇入边当中嘅内在美。
Lewis continues, these things, the beauty, for example, cherished memories from our childhood, are good images of what we really desire.
就話依個所我哋所睇嘅依個嘅我哋所喜愛嘅依個靚依個榮美係好似好好。
And here's the key. But if they are mistaken for the thing itself, they turn into dumb idols, breaking the hearts of their worshippers. For they are not the thing itself. They are only the scent of a flower we have not found, the echo of a tune we have not heard.News from a country we have never yet visited.
所以就话，当我哋只系睇到呢个出边嘅外在美嘅时候，冇睇到佢入边当中其实佢嘅内在美嘅时候，我哋只系睇唔，我哋只系觉得好靓嘅出边嘅欣赏，但唔能够喺当中入边去感受，而去学习。
Our lives fall apart if God is not at the center.
所以话，若然我哋当中入边冇喺神入边嘅。若冇神喺我哋生命当中嘅时候，我哋生命系会跌倒。
Did you notice Paul says in the text that Jesus is the firstborn？
大家睇到就话耶稣基督佢系一个首生。
And firstborn can mean two things in Hebrew。
希伯来文当中这个长子或者守身的有两个意思。
It can literally mean the first one born.
其中一个就是说当然是譬如说他是第一个长子他第一个生出来的。
Or it can mean a position of inheritance.
也有另一个意思就是说譬如说是在这个领这个的财产当中他是第一个去领的。
The Old Testament gives us plenty of examples of that. Isaac was called Abraham's firstborn, even though technically Ishmael was his physically firstborn child.
比如说在当中里面的例子就是说以撒是亚伯拉罕所叫有长子的名分，但其实在当中的时候你知道其实是以撒玛利才是一个真正的长子。
But Isaac was the one who got the position and all the promises.
而反而以撒嘅系佢得到晒所有嘅亚伯拉罕俾佢嘅祝福。
We see that in Jacob and Esau as well, a similar example.
亦都好似话有雅各以扫一样。
So in this case, in verse 16, what the apostle Paul means is that when he says firstborn, it means position.
而第十六节呢个所讲嘅说话就当中嘅话就话代表咗得到呢个嘅财产的第一位。
And it's found in verse 16. If Beth, if you don't mind, if you shine up on verse 16, for by him, Jesus, all things were created in heaven and on earth. I'll just pause here for a moment. If Jesus was a created thing, then this verse would mean that Jesus created himself because all things in heaven and earth would include Jesus. But of course, that's impossible.
当中所讲的话第十六节，因为万有是靠他做的，无论天上的地上的，他看见的不看见的，有地位的主子的执权的，一切的所有的都是为他而做。
And continuing on in verse 16, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him.
刚才先讲读了。
And Jesus is in the position of the firstborn of what?Inheritance, right?
耶稣基督就是说他是承受所有的产业的第一位。
Because all of creation was made by him and for him.
因为所有的被创造的东西都是为他而去做。
It's all by him, it's all for him, it's all about him.
而所有的所有世界的创造是因着他而去做，是为着他而去做，而是他去所做。
And that's what you have to realize.Life is not about you.
所以我哋明白就系话，我哋嘅生命唔系为咗我哋自己。
God is there at the beginning. He's there in the middle of the story, and he's at the end.
耶神亦都系喺呢个世界嘅以先，喺我哋嘅生命嘅当中，亦都系我哋生命之后，都系当中一切。
And as you center your life on him, you'll be more complete as a human being.
所以就话将我哋嘅生命，我哋将神摆喺我哋生命当中嘅时候，我哋嘅生命先至能够得到完全。
Let's pray.
一齐低头祈祷。
Father, I know there's a lot here.
主，我哋知道当中入边我哋好多嘅话语。
I pray that my brothers and sisters, my friends here, would just take away a little bit of what Paul is imploring for us.
主，让我哋求你都俾我哋有个认识。俾佢認識到話，當中保羅所對我哋所講嘅説話。
And if God is our Lord, really our Lord, good things can happen in this church.
若然我哋真係能夠明白就係話，神耶穌基督係我哋嘅生命嘅主宰嘅時候，教會都能夠成長。
So as we embark on a life together in Christ this year, I ask for your blessing on Grace Church.
求主咧係將呢個嘅祝福都係交到喺我哋嘅音樂堂嘅當中。
I pray that together we can live life together to the glory of your name.
我哋都能够系一齐嘅生活，我哋为着因为去将你嘅荣耀去高举。
And show the world that the Christ lives in his people.
要俾我哋即系将你嘅信息带到俾其他人，让人见到就系话你系一个活着嘅主。
Lord, give us the strength to do that for you.
主啊，求你俾到我哋有一个力量去做到。
But we ask that in the name of Jesus, Amen.
我咁祈祷，奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。